kívül az időm.
Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Bez Hashem, tonight we'll have a continuation to last week's shir. We'll have a little recap of what we said so far. We've spoken about Tashchas of trees, which is the Tashchas Deiraisa that we saw in last week's parasha, Parasha Shoftim. And the next part we're going to continue is the Rambam carries on in Perek Vav, Hilchos Melachim. He says over there that just like you're not allowed to destroy a fruit tree, so too one is not allowed to destroy other things, whether it's ripping up begodim or smashing kelim, whatever it is, destroying anything which has a value is also because of Baltashkes. And Rambam carries on that although it's also, but there's no malchus, and there's a machlokes between the Achronim and Hatanim and this Rambam. Does the Rambam mean that it's included in the Issa Deiraisa? That the Torah just gives an example, like we said, it's the normal thing that they used to destroy trees, but all other things are also included, so in that case it will be Issa Deiraisa. Or does the Rambam mean it's only Issa Derabbanan? That mean the Torah it's only also to destroy fruit trees, but other things, Chazal added on is Issa Derabbanan. Even if that's the case, that's only Issa Derabbanan, but they bring down the Sifri writes that to destroy fruit, there's a special Kavul Chema. If already the Torah asks us to destroy the fruit trees, then obviously to destroy the fruit. So it comes out to destroy fruit and all other foods, that's more likely to be included in the Deraisa than other things. Now before we go on to the Shailas which come up, there's a very big Yisoid, which a few Achronim say, I want to say the cases that they say, and it'll help us to come to different cases. The Rambam says, one thing you're not allowed to do will stop by a fruit tree. He says, you're not allowed to stop, let's say there's amas hamayim, a stream of water which is watering the tree. What happens if you divert it? It's coming towards the tree and it's keeping it growing. And I divert it, I make the path of the water to go in a different direction. And I'm causing it that, because of that, it's going to die. After a few weeks that it's not getting water, it's going to be gone. So the Rambam, that's also awesome. And it's going to rain, yes, in Manchester it's going to rain for sure. But let's imagine we've got listeners from a bit further away that's not raining in the middle of the summer. And it's going to, some places they need the water. So there the Chazanish says like this, what happens if you've got a tree that it doesn't have a stream of water that's feeding it, but you have to feed it every day, you have to feed it every so often, and that's the only way it's going to survive. So what happens if I decide I'm going to take it easy, I'm not going to water this tree. Is that also included in the Issa of Baal Tashchis or not? Oh, so says the Chazon Ish, that's not included. The Issa of Baal Tashchis, it says, is to do a Maisa which is Mashchisit. So over here I've got even though I'm only causing it, but Shai, I'm doing a Maisa of taking away the water which is feeding it, and that's a Maisa of Hashchasa, that I'm not allowed to do.
Even though it's a Groma.
Even though it's a Groma, right. Although it's a Groma, but it's a Maisa which is Groma. But in the case when I'm just refraining from watering it, I'm not doing a mitzvah of hashchasa, he says that's okay. He says interesting, right? He says that, as we know, he says Baal Tashchis, it's not it's on the owner, it's issa even on someone else, and even on something of hefker you're allowed to destroy. So if you're going to say that not only am I not allowed to do a mitzvah of hashchasa, but I have to make sure I have to positively do things to keep it going, so you're going to have to go all over the place. Whenever you see someone, you're going to have to make sure, is he watering it? Obviously not. So that's his proof. He says it's not also only to do a ma'isa of hashchasa, but if I'm just refraining from doing something, and automatically that's going to cause that it gets destroyed, that's not included. The same Yisoid says the Minchas Yitzchok. He's had an interesting shayla. Someone wrote him a letter that he used to travel to France very often and used to stay there for a certain amount of time. And in those days, he couldn't get hold of Pas Yisrael. When he was during his travels, he only had Pas Akum. But yeah, but that's all he had, so he used to eat Pas Akum. Then he used to come back to England, and Rav Hashem of years had no problem to get Pas Yisrael. And very often when he came back, he still had half a loaf of bread from the Pas Akum, his French bread. I don't think it was French toast, but his question was, what should I do with the leftovers? So his question was, is it Baal Tashchis for me to leave the bread that I've got in order to eat the Pas Yisrael that I can get over here? And what's going to happen to the leftover bread that I've got? Oh, Okay, it says the Val, he's imagining that if I can't do anything, I'm going to. That's right. And again, also, that's it comes out. You still got past Akum from before. Some of the only Machman past, like it says in Halacha, some people in the place as well, it's very difficult. They're only Machman past Israel ever. Let's say you've got some stuff from before. So the Middle Sitzchak writes Mamash the same Yisrael. He says that the Issa of Bal Pashchis is only if you're doing something to destroy. Over here, what are you going to do? You're going to leave it. And if you're not going to eat it, it's going to be automatically, it's going to go off. It's going to get spoiled. So that's not also, because that's not included in the Issa of Bal Tashchis. Mamash the same Yisrael as the Chaznish.
If I own a property, I've got back garden apple tree, and I rent it out. Is he allowed to knock the tree down, to take the tree out? If it's on my land.
As far as what you've done, you haven't done an action.
Yeah, it's not mine. He's renting it. He decides to take the apple tree down back garden.
Well, you give it to a guy.
Yeah.
If you give it to a guy and he does what he wants, then it could be his.
Even if I own it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But
the
rental is that you don't want to take the toilet out of it.
Hopefully, it's not going to wreck it. Yeah. There's one more case, very interesting case. This is quite the girl. Oh, so that's another thing. If it's already fell off and you're just leaving it there, it's automatically going to get spoiled. That's a very good example. It's also, well, we'll come to that soon. There might be other problems with food. We'll come to that soon. One more case we'll say from the Sheva Halevi. And the Sefer Sheva Halevi Chedik Tess. He said he got a letter from someone that someone asked him. He's got a tremendous. He's got a lot of clothes and shoes, and it wasn't very easy for him to find friends that could do with it. Can I just chuck it out, or is it also because of Bal Tashchis? So says the Sheva Halevi that again. He says Bal Tashchis is only also if you do a mitzvah of destroying it. He says if you put it outside, and you don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it's going to be destroyed. Maybe not. And even if, yeah, it's not you that's doing it, you're just leaving it outside, and whatever happens. So that's okay.
You can't put it in
the bin. Oh, so he says it's best to put it outside. It's more, I'm not sure about Manchester what would happen if you leave it outside. But he suggested to that person over there, he said, leave it outside, and whatever happens. But it's not your Maisa HaShchosah. Just bring it as another raya for this. He said that whenever you're not doing something, just something happens automatically.
What kind of clothes are you?
Right, so if it's torn, then obviously, right. Oh, so that's next. Something which the derech is that once you finish using it to a certain extent, then you don't use it anymore. That's obviously not included in Bal Tashchis, right? And all disposable stuff, all these things that you could use, avada, you don't. There's no chiv to do abnormal things in order to keep them going. Yeah. Oh. So, according to this yesod, that it's only asa to do something which is going, which causes the ashkasa, not to. You don't have to do things in order to keep things going. So there's like one shiloh which is interesting. It's a bit difficult to define. Is this considered a meisa of destroying, or is it just not doing something? Let's say you take something out from the fridge. Yeah. So if it stays in the fridge, it can stay fresh for another, let's say, a week or so, and you take it out of the fridge. And because I took it out of the fridge, it's only going to last for a day. Is that considered a ma'aseh hashchasa? Because I did the ma'aseh of taking it out from the fridge. Or do you say, no, I'm not destroying it, I'm just leaving it, right? After a few hours, automatically it's going to happen by itself. That's the shayla the place going to have a suffix about. But upon the yisoid, there's a victory yisoid, because lots of cases come up. That's the deciding factor. It depends on whether you're doing a ma'aseh hashchasa or something is happening automatically. Right. But we see from the Rambam, even to divert the water, it's also indirect. So it doesn't depend directly. Indirect means, is it positive mitzvah or just... Right. Something that you can't finish. Oh. Right, so if you take out... Yeah, then it's definitely automatically. Yeah. If you take out for your tap, yeah, that's okay. If you take out for a reason, let's say you open a tin, and... Right, so anything at the time that you're doing it, that you're doing it for a purpose, then for sure that's okay. I can open a bottle, and even if I'm not going to finish it, that's like, oh, I'm opening it for a purpose. Whatever's left.
You know, you're not going to want 10%. It's going to go to waste.
Right, so that's a suffix. I saw the person have a suffix about it. What happens if you've got a big tin? So you could say, that's mamash again the shayla. How do you look at it? Do you look at it? I'm opening it for myself, so that's a good tachlis. And what happens afterwards, that's ready automatically. So in a case when I think I might be able to finish it, then for sure. And I open it, that's my ma'aseh. So what happens with it is automatically. If you know that you're definitely not going to be able to finish it, that's a suffix. It depends on this child, how do you look at it? Is it included in the ma'aseh at the beginning or not?
If you don't know where you've got food in the fridge, you leave there and come back, it'll be sour. You take it now for a dustbin.
Yes, that's for sure. Something which you're for sure not going to have any tashkas from, you're not going to have that enough from it in any case, then that's no issue about tashkas, right? Oh, put it in the freezer is a good idea. So we're going to go over to the next part. There's another halacha, it's an interesting halacha related to Baal Tashchis, which is Issa Drabonu. Chazal asked that even things which are not Baal Tashchis, there's a special halacha called Bizui Eichnin. You're not allowed to be Mevaza Eichnin. And the Gemara says an interesting halacha, for example, if you see food lying around, food which is still edible, which is still the derech for people to eat, and you see it on the floor, then you should actually go and pick it up. Now that's not because of Baal Tashchis, it's Pasha Bizui. Rashi says in Tanis that somebody that's mevaza food, then it looks like he's being boyed in the tevas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us food, which a special teva for people to eat, and it's edible, and you're just mevaza, you don't care about it. So it's a new din of bizayin eichin. So throwing out food, although, let's say, like we said before, if it's too much for you, yeah, and you're not going to eat it in any case, then it's not included in Baal Tash, because I can't eat it. They say over from the Chaznish, let's say, I've got food, I'm ready full. There's no chiyuv to eat something in order not to throw it out. They say, Baal Tashchis of your goof, right? So there's no chiyuv to eat something in order not to throw it out. But still, because there's a lot of bizu eichlin, they bring down from Rabbi Yashiv, if you've got a nice amount of food left, it's not just leftovers on the plate. So leftovers on the plate, already you can check out. Something which is, if you've got a nice amount of food and poshi, there's no way you can get rid of it, you should throw it there, covered. Wrap up in a bag or something. Oh, but I've had the B'mokka Mitzvah, we know there are quite a few cases. That B'mokka Mitzvah, then it's not considered Bizei Eichin. For example, we know we have Donner, we've got the minute to pour the wine and it overflows, a Simon Bracha. And there's also Indian to put out the fire in the wine, why is that not Bizei Eichin? Again, the Torah says B'mokka Mitzvah, then there's no Issa. Not of Baltashkes and not of Bizei Eichin.
What about the fruit tree when the fruit falls on the ground? Said before you leave it.
Right, so what happens if the fruit falls off? So very good. So this shayla that we had, so although the Baal Tashchis only to do a ma'isa, but if it's food which is on the floor, then food on the floor you should actually pick up as bizarichim. If it's good fruit which is edible, then it shouldn't leave it on the floor. If it's good fruit, you should pick it up. And I'll say salacha bizarichim. Yeah. Even if you're not going to eat it, but it's edible food, shouldn't be left lying around as bizarichim. There's one more interesting halacha we're going to go into about Bizei Eichlin. The Gemara says in Tanis, if you've got food which is edible and you can eat it yourself, then the Gemara says in Tanis, Tavchof, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that you shouldn't give it to an animal. Machel Adam shouldn't be fed to Machel Behema. Now again, it could be not about Tashkis, but it's Bizei Eichlin, it's Bizei, like I said, there's food which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and to give it to animal, that would be Bizei of the Eichlin. And the Rashi says another reason, there's two reasons in Rashi. One reason is because it's Bayit B'Tevesav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another reason is Chos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amamoyne Shal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chos on the moment of Shal Yisrael. It shouldn't be wasted. And the place can discuss these reasons in Rashi. There could be big nafkaminos between the two reasons in Rashi. For example, in some cases it could be even cheaper. If the reason is Chos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amamoyne Shal Yisrael, because you shouldn't waste the money, sometimes if the Machal Adam could be cheaper, then it wouldn't be a problem. But the other reason of Rashi that you buy it, but Tevesav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem gave it as a present for us, it shouldn't be used for other things, then it could still apply. Your neighbor asked you for marrow bones, and you would eat it otherwise. And it's edible.
Yeah, you're watching it, it's marrow.
Yeah, yeah, so if people would eat it. Yeah. So that could be included in it. But the thing to give it to. Yeah, used to be the best part in the Talmud, right? What's the Dvar Mitzvah? To feed the animals before yourself. Oh, so if it's Mokka Mitzvah, so we said the Mokka Mitzvah is okay, that means when the Mitzvah involves doing this, but if I can get animal food, then the Mitzvah doesn't have to involve that to get rid of my food, right? By Abdullah, then the mitzvah is gufa to pour over the wine. So that's the way to do it. That's the only way to do it. But if it can be done another way, then not. So the shayla is the maisa when the kids go to the park. Sorry. Right. So yeah. The place can stay over there. There's a special inyan to do it in the wine over there. So the maisa, the kids go to the park, and it's very exciting to feed the ducks. Or you go to the zoo, and it's good fun to watch how the let's say the monkeys how do they enjoy eating the food. And the question is, can you go and give food according to this Gemara? Then can you give food which is edible to people? Can you give it to the animals? So the chayra state claw, that's a problem. Because ma'achol adam, the Gemara says ma'achol adam. So although maybe not as batashkes, but as use this halacha of bizarichin, ma'achol adam to give to the animal not. So I asked somebody today, what does he think about it? He says, what do you mean? I'm not giving it for the animal, I'm enjoying it. For my enjoyment. So that's just maybe for my enjoyment, that's okay. So there's an interesting case the place can talk about. That as we know, there's halacha, like I said before, you're not allowed to eat before feeding the animal. So what happens if I'm ready to eat my suba, and I've got my dog, or my cat, or whatever animal I've got next to me, and he also needs to eat, right? And I've got a mitzvah to feed my animal before myself. And my animal food I don't have with me. So in such a case, am I allowed to give from my own food to the animal before I eat or not? On the one hand, you've got Issa to give ma'achol adam to a behema. But the place can say, in this case, you're doing it, I'm not giving it for now, I'm doing it for myself. I can't eat without it. So if it's the tzorich of myself, then it is okay. So one could have thought that maybe, if I'm getting enjoyment from feeding them in the park or in the zoo, in the farm, wherever it is, so maybe it's the same. I'm not doing it for them, I'm doing it for me. So maybe that's okay, like that case of when I don't have any other food. But the truth is, right, so not because of that chiyuv, but I'm just bringing up the musaf, that if it's for myself, then the place is going to say that if I can't eat without it, it's okay. So maybe also, yeah, if it's for my enjoyment, it's going to be okay. But the truth is that this itself is not a heter, because we mentioned last time, the case of the Neidu B'Yudah, he got a letter from someone that his enjoyment, his hobby was to go hunting. Right. And he's got a whole tshuva there about Tzabra L'chaim and about Tashkis. And he's got different reasons. The whole reason why it's not about Tashkis, he says, is because he can't get the hanor from the animals in any case. Something that you can't get to in any case, there's no issue about Tashkis. And he doesn't mention any heter over there that because it's your enjoyment, it's okay. So the chayyah you see from the Yidbid, if it's just for your enjoyment, that itself is not a heter, so there still needs further clarification if there is any heter to give your own food to animals in such a case. Leftovers, okay, yeah, no problem.